This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So about that move by the Bank of Japan overnight that Lee and Cardiff and I started the broadcast with, that makes it three big central banks, Japan, the European Central Bank, and the Fed, that are doing all they can to get some inflation going. Interesting part is that it used to be if you really wanted to scare economists, you only had to mention that one very frightening word, inflation. Truth be told, though, a little bit of inflation isn't necessarily a bad thing. But as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, it is not as always easy to get as just buying up a couple of hundred billion in bonds.
Inflation is a lot like candy. A little bit here and there makes your life so much better. But as millions of kids are about to find out, too much candy leads to ruin. Right now, Japan is like a kid at your doorstep holding out a trick-or-treat bag.
Japan wants inflation. Last night, announced that they were going to buy even more bonds because they weren't getting as much inflation as they wanted.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics at the University of Michigan. So why does Japan, the U.S., and Europe want to stimulate inflation? Because inflation in the right amount is a sign of economic growth. In a healthy economy, wages increase steadily. In turn, businesses raise prices, which causes inflation.
Right now, there are lots of people looking for work. Those of us who have jobs probably don't feel comfortable about asking for a raise. And all those people looking for work are willing to accept work at fairly low wages. So all of that puts downward pressure on wages.
Typically, the first thing a government can do to boost the economy, raise inflation, and lower unemployment is to lower interest rates, says economist Josh Bivens.
But the short-term interest rates that the Fed controls directly have been stuck at zero since about 2008. And interest rates can't go below zero.
Which is why the Fed and now Japan have turned to the more unconventional tool, buying bonds, trillions of dollars worth. But these tools don't get used in a political vacuum. People disagree about how much stimulus to inject into the economy. That makes finding the right amount of stimulus harder than getting a kid to sit still after eating a bag of candy. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.